Y'all, I'm putting myself in confessional right now at the top of the dose. Hello, my name is Rachel Wilson and I'm a cardioholic. I miss my cycling time. It has forced me to fill the void with strength stuff. And I know them lunges and them weight reps all good for me, but I am a cardioholic. Now y'all know everything. So what do I think of me Philly Eagles special week of roster build and buff moves? Particularly gleaned a free agency crop. Let's slow it down now. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Reunited and it feels so good. He's like a NFL much toned down version of Dennis Rodman. His entire presser, I felt myself swaying. Mamba, like, fast moving, killer, in a good way. Matt Hennessy, lit to fit trio hit for that offensive inside cord. I like to nick him, mellow yellow. Bryce Huff, I kept eyeing that timepiece, man. Tick tock, tick tock. To our game day opponents, brace, brace, brace. Heads down, stay down. Tick tock, tick tock. Zach Bond, hybrid. From the Oxford Learner's Dictionaries, hybrid noun, between or of A and B. Something that is the product of mixing two or more different things. Synonym, mixture. NFL IQ game day definition, dangerous. Killer agent in a good way. Saquon Barkley, it's a family affair. It's a family affair. Most definitive addition to offensive artillery. Iron sharpens iron. Jake Elliott, clutch. And per Wilson time, that J. Kelsey highly emoting presser startup was more like 15 minutes. Stop the press! Separation anxiety, have we? Is Jason Kelsey falling back on regret a little with these roster build kill moves? Anybody feel a Michael Jordan coming out of retirement-ish coming on? And the oh my what acquisition signing of the week. Number one's backup is also a regional reunion of sorts, straight out of Pittsburgh. My jaw dropped and stayed there for like a minute. Repeat. Kenny Pickett traded from Steelers to Eagles. I kind of didn't get it until I read he's from Jersey and had a Temple commitment of some kind. Grew up an Eagles fan. Binding ties. Pickett wraps his time in Pittsburgh with a 14-10 record and 24 starts, throwing for 13 TDs and 13 ints in two seasons, heading up Steelers offense. High hopes and preseason wow factor had fans excited about a big season turn up. Steelers offense engines puttered, though, for most of 23, despite a 7-3 start. Exit OC Matt Canada. Russell won't have to compete after all. Psst, it was not ever going to be a competition. That's awfully stated. Pickett's departure from Steeltown, though somewhat a surprise to fans, received little to nil backlash because of the lackluster bust performance last season. A team-wide affair, franchises riding everything on a Wilson effect. The muscle wrap. What I heard repeatedly from these newly acquireds as far as why they agreed to terms with Philly was culture. You either got it or you don't. Main ingredients, respect and trust, not mutually exclusive. If you don't got both, culture implodes. Something Pittsburgh Steelers are trying to recapture from scratch, and Philadelphia are fortifying. Building smartly upon. From the Raw Room, this has been the Daily Dose. Get your next shot right here. Right here.